John McCain died this week. And so I want to talk about this parsha of Ki Tavoh and share some insights that I think sort of connect John McCain's life with the larger question of what does it take to be a nation, to be a people? What does it take to be happy within your own land? It's a big question. It's a question that is wrestled with by all nations at different times. And sometimes those questions have greater weight and a greater need for an answer. And sometimes the answers seem very, very far away. John McCain was, I do believe, an American hero. And he was not an individual whose vision of the good in the small picture meshed so closely with mine. And when I say the small picture, I mean in the sense of what are the policies that are best to advance a nation. And those we are always going to disagree with because we have different notions of how we can get from point A to point B. But what John McCain always understood and represented, I think, throughout most of his career, and in that incredibly powerful speech he gave on the Senate floor last year when he announced to the world that he had brain cancer, and in a letter that he sent out as his final message to America, he reminded us not of the little things that make a country, but of the large things. Of our belief in the ideals of freedom and liberty, of equality, of a certain openness and expansiveness of spirit. And because he held on to those largest ideals, he was able to step across the aisle on numerous occasions and work with people whose smaller vision was different than his, but together they were able to work for the largest ideals of what America is. That question of what makes a good nation, what allows it to thrive, really comes down to having some set of ideals and some sense that my personal story is connected to the larger story of that nation. If I cannot see myself reflected in my country, in my people, then the rift is broken. The Torah wanted to assure that that would not be the situation that occurred for our ancestors in ancient Israel. And it proposes a model, one model, to address those concerns. And the opening verses of our parsha outline, V'haya ki tavoh el ha'aretz, when you come into the land which God has given you. And it then presents before the people a particular ritual known as Bikurim, of first fruits. We spoke last night a little bit about our stories, but in that bringing of first fruits, we have several examples. And in fact, Sefer HaMa'amad, the book of the standing, says that the reason for this mitzvah is that it is in order that when people bring gifts, and everyone brings gifts, it creates a sense of unity within the nation. So what is it that Sefer HaMa'amad imagines bringing a basket of fruits to the central location, the Congress, the White House, the Supreme Court of ancient Israel, to that ancient temple, to the tent of meeting? What could it have been that would unite the people? And what people had to do, first of all, in that process was to realize that everything we have ultimately is a gift. Yeah, we all work hard, and some of us are luckier in that work, and some are less lucky. Some of us have more roadblocks along the way, and some of us have fewer. Today we like to call that privilege. But regardless of what we have, and if we're here, we We have enough air. We have enough food in this room, at least. We have enough water. We have the bases of life. And so the very first sense is a sense of gratitude for what we already have, which is separate from the important lesson Mira mentioned about what we don't yet have and what we need to work for. So the very first lesson the Torah reminds us, and it is religion 101, but it is essential before you can go on to religion 201, is a deep and developed sense of gratitude. Because, my friends, our lives are filled with blessings that we take for granted and focus only on what's not there. So the farmers, and it was an agricultural society, and everyone grew their own food. It was just like Portland, where we have our little gardens in front. And you would take your basket, and you would bring it to that temple, to the central location, and you would recite a formula. And this is really the first solid ritual with an exact script that we have in Jewish history. Later on, the laws of sacrifice, which the Torah outlines, will get delineated in the Mishnah and in the Talmud. But word for word, this is our first ritual where everything is spelled out. And in it, we were reminded that we were just a people of refugees, a wandering people who went down, a wandering Aramean who went down into the land of Egypt. We're a people, every one of us, who knows what it is to be oppressed, and to know as well what it is to taste freedom. And I think that that also was a profound moment in nation building for our ancestors. Because it said that we all do have a common thread in our stories, that we do all have a part in the direction of the nation. It's troubling times all over the world. And part of it is that as we break down into smaller and smaller groups, and there are reasons for that, and some of those reasons are good. There's a lot that we've gained from identity politics. But as we break down all of those bonds of commonality, we lose that sense of achdut, that sense of unity. And that, for me, is why I am mourning the death of a person whose vision of America in the small may not have been mine, but who in the largest way, writ in the deepest and most important and enduring values, values that we have all become so suspicious of, values of freedom and the belief in the dignity of every human being. That's my story. And I hope that it's your story, and that each of us, in our own way, finds the places to tell it again and again, until it rings and echoes through this land, until we can look in one another's eyes, regardless of our smaller beliefs, and say, I am part of that. That's our task at this time. May we be strong in it. Where we have the courage that Mira had when she spoke, so that we can feel grateful for all we have in this moment and still march forward, heads proud, for the future, for the vision of America, which always lies ahead of us, but that we have a duty to build. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.